Thank you, Richard. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. Road closure chaos spills into the lanes. A transport link between a village and the Norwich Research Park is unveiled. And the Canaries make an early move in transfer window, selling shirts to market traders.
Details of a proposed £500,000 project to improve transport links between a village on the outskirts of the city and the Norwich Research Park have been unveiled. The scheme is designed to provide cycling and walking routes to connect the site to Heatherset on the other side of the A47. It would see the construction of an off-carriageway, shared-use cycling and walking path along the western side of Coney Lane from the junction of Bray Meadow Lane to the bridge over the A47. The scheme is one of nine selected for support by the Greater Norwich Growth Board, GNGB. Norfolk County Council has applied for further funding for the Heatherset Research Park link, and if it is successful, work is expected to start later this year or early in 2024. If built, the new shared-use route would be around 10 foot wide and separated from general traffic.
More than 65 friends and family flocked to Norwich to celebrate the 100th birthday of Second World War veteran and former prisoner of war Mike Howard. Mr. Howard celebrated his 100th birthday with attendees travelling from as far as Yorkshire and Derbyshire to mark Mike's milestone birthday with him at the old rectory at Crosswick. Mike, who was orphaned at 10 and by the age of 20 was in an Italian prisoner of war camp in Naples, is Caton Court's oldest and longest standing resident. His celebrations were marked with a This Is Your Life book-style cake, an ode to the memoirs he penned in lockdown.
Fans may be waiting for Norwich City to make their first move of the transfer window, but the club has already been active in securing one major deal. The Canaries have just sold a huge consignment of kits to market traders on the Stall City. The market stall recently took delivery of nine pallets containing a mountain of shirts, shorts and socks from recent seasons. The stock arrived just in time for Christmas and On the Stall City's family team, Jacob, Andy and Sharon Bowles, said they have been inundated with parents looking for that all-important first Norwich shirt for their children. The stock went out just before Christmas, and since then we've had loads of people coming down to buy them as their child's first kit or as a Christmas present, Andy said. We want to make it all as affordable as possible, so everything is priced between £4 and £8. We've got so much stock, so we're not going to run out any time soon. It almost took us a day to put it all in the van and get it to our lockup. Items include home, away and third shirts, as well as coats, shorts and socks. It is even possible to pick up a full toddler's kit for £12. The club sells kit to the stall, which it has not been able to sell through its own outlets.
More than 150 people were arrested as part of a month-long campaign over the Christmas period to crack down on drink and drug drivers in Norfolk. A total of 875 motorists were stopped or dealt with by officers between December the 1st and January the 1st. The campaign, in conjunction with a UK-wide operation organised by the National Police Chiefs Council, involved officers carrying out roadside checks throughout the day and night, as well as intelligence-led enforcement activities. There was also a social media campaign urging the public to help prevent, persuade and call the police on drink drivers. Out of the motorists stopped by the police, 156, 18% of the people, were arrested. The offences were as follows. 76 on suspicion of drink driving, 769 people breathalysed in total with 693 providing negative tests, 59 on suspicion of drug driving, 85 people tested in total with 26 providing negative tests. 12 people were arrested for failing to provide a specimen, and 9 people were arrested for being unfit through drink or drugs. Of all the people who failed the test, 76% were male and 33% were under 25.
Motorists are driving through the pedestrianised lanes area of Norwich in an effort to bypass the controversial Exchange Street closure. Folk in the popular shopping area say they have seen an increase in drivers ignoring restrictions by passing along Pottergate and Lobster Lane. They say they are doing so to avoid Exchange Street, which has been partially shut by the council. Witnesses warn that traffic has been pushing pedestrians out of the way on the narrow lanes and are worried someone could get hurt. Alex Sargent, who owns two Strangers Coffee branches in the area, said, "I see it on a daily basis. People don't know where they're meant to be going. It's chaos." That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for part 2.